Yeah, so your thing's like 2 seconds out. Your previous computer was on time. This one, a little bit late.
No, I turned it on. Maybe you're the one that's out. Hang on. I set time and date automatically. Time and date is set automatic sync now.
No, see, I set mine to adjust time and date, current time plus 2 seconds.
All right, I just hit synchronize now, do it. And it changed, so that's weird. I don't know why it doesn't sync. It says set time automatically.
Oh, no, it's just probably because it syncs every... It wouldn't sync on the second, it would just sync every couple of whatevers. So what's the time for you now?
Okay,
36, time for me. 37, 38,
yeah, that's 39, it.
40,
one,
41,
2... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online, where we can't sync our clocks. It's just us counting for the next hour. You're going to love it.
Excellent.
Nick, have you got anything to start this episode off?
Oh, we're starting the episode that way. That's okay.
Excellent. I don't know.
Excellent. Yeah, well, so continuing.
Nope, okay, we're starting the episode a different way now.
We'll just like one, ha, ha, ha. Speaking of counting things, did you know that your nostrils only work one nostril at a time? Like, I always thought it was because, like, something was wrong. Like, oh, no, I can't breathe out of, you know, like, I always thought it was like, oh, it's because, like, you know, something's wrong with my nose, or, like, you know, I've got a blocked nose or something. Apparently, it's just they're only meant to work one at a time.
This is actually blowing my mind. Is that really... Are you sure? So, like, I'm in the same boat where I'm pretty certain something wrong with me, because usually I can only breathe through one nostril at a time.
Apparently,
is that
that's
actually
true. And I was like, what? I thought I was just...
That's so cool. I just became slightly more normal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not broken.
I've got a long way to go.
It's especially bad when it comes to like wintertime or something like that, and you're like, oh no, you know you're sick because it's like one nose is blocked, but then the other one blocks too at the same time, and you're like having to become like some kind of dirty...
Oh no,
muffler.
I die now. If I can't use my mouth, I die.
You like drink of water and you're like, I need to breathe. All right, to kick us off, what's a small inconvenience curse that would drive someone insane?
So the thing that would bug me the most, I was thinking of like an action that would happen to me that would drive me insane, and stubbing my toe is something that would do that. But every time I stub my toe, I get extremely angry. So I was thinking, if you got like, basically, you know, your table legs, if you got this thing that just made your table legs slightly thicker, you would just have a higher chance of accidentally stubbing your toe. So like a, you know, you get like guards so that it doesn't scrape the ground, but it just goes like halfway up the leg and just makes it a thicker leg. Then you would just end up kicking it more frequently. I think putting that in someone's house, just on every piece of furniture, it would be small enough that the person wouldn't do it all the time, but it would be annoying enough that when they did do it, they would just go insane.
I would
be stubbing their toes all the time.
Just get rid of all my furniture and start again. I just feel like, no, I don't have any furniture. I just live on...
Just have an empty house now.
Sleep on the floor, and then you just stub your toe against the... How did I do that?
Oh, damn it, the door.
I totally thought you were going to go with something nose-related after that, which then made me think of... I would just make sure that everyone was just aware of their breathing just all the time. I feel like that would be like, oh no, I forgot to breathe. What I actually had written down was just making someone itchy on the sole of their foot. Just constantly itchy. Because like that is the most annoying spot to get itchy, because then it's like you can't walk.
It is very annoying. And if you're wearing shoes or something, you're like, oh, I've got to take it
scratch
off.
Scratch it. And then it's like, how do you scratch it properly? And because it's like, I don't know.
Like right in the arch?
Yeah, right in the arch. Where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, no, that already drives me insane whenever I have an itch.
Yeah, just thinking about that makes me annoyed.
It's like when you somehow manage to get like a mosquito bite on the bottom of your foot, and you're like, firstly, how did
don't
that even
understand.
Happen? Secondly, this is the most annoying, because it's like then you walk around all day and it's like you're walking on the mosquito bump as well, and it's just like, ugh. It's like a...
The only potentially saving grace from that is that you can take solace in the fact you probably killed the mosquito at the same time.
Yeah. Probably.
You stood on him while you were walking. I don't know how he got there, but he's dead.
Usually it's like you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, yep, okay, I got like 5 new mosquito bites. That's going to be fun. It's always, whenever I go to bed, when it comes to like summertime when all the mosquitoes cannot come out, I always have to make sure that like there are no mosquitoes in the room before I go to sleep. I'm like, oh, there's one floating around the room. Just get it. Quick, kill it.
I get that if I'm in my car. If I'm in my car and there's like any sort of flying anything, I've got to get it out of the car before I can drive. Otherwise, it just flies in front of my windshield while I'm looking at the road and stuff. That drives me insane.
I usually find that like you just kind of drive and then you just put down the windows and you're fine. Like there is no need to worry.
I never really drive with my windows down. I don't mind doing it. It's just, I don't know. I guess Harriet, we just always have the AC on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, well, it's only like a temporary thing, I suppose.
This is probably a pretty unique to Australia experience, I would imagine. I don't think many countries just get swarmed with mosquitoes come summer.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't know. Because
if you're not storms. From Australia and you're listening to this, we just get like, during summer,
it like gets storms
and
every
then
day.
It leaves a whole lot of water. Pretty much just like in puddles
everywhere
because all the ground is so dry and dead that it doesn't soak the water up well. And then that becomes the perfect like heat and water and, you know, still water becomes the
perfect
breeding ground
cesspool.
For mosquitoes. Yeah, cesspool is a good word for it. It sucks. And then it's just everywhere. Like they're everywhere. You can't get them out of the house. You can't get them anywhere.
And if you're
terrible.
Unlucky enough to have like, I don't know, like some pots or, you know, like pot plants or anything like that have like, I don't know, died because like Australia is just some unsurvivable desert wasteland.
Arid place.
And then it's like pools of water just collect in that. You know, you're going to have to make sure that you go around and empty that or you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah, flip them upside down. But then you get spiders in them, so you can't do that.
Yeah, that's a bit fun, isn't it?
We do live in a pretty aggressive country, don't we?
So let's skip this and go to the next question. If money was no object, where's one place in the world you would want to live, Ryan?
Well, one place in the world I would want to live would definitely be Japan. I think the reason why if money was no object is because I don't think I would be able to deal with Japanese work culture. Like, their work culture for corporate life
intense.
Is
intense.
Like, work is life. Like, it's so intense. But everything about Japan I absolutely love. Like, I would love to get completely, not like live there, like live there as a local if I could, which I know is difficult if you're not Japanese, but like it would be so awesome. And not even live like in the cities.
Like,
yeah. Not even live like in the cities, like move further out from the cities and just live like a, you know, not necessarily rural, but further away. I don't know. Japan just fascinates me. I love that country so much.
Fair enough.
What about yourself?
I went completely opposite direction. I would just buy like a deserted island and just be like, yep, this is my home now.
I get so bored.
I feel like with the internet these days, it's like you're kind of connected all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if money was actually no object, like who's to say that you don't have like a private jet to take you wherever you want or like, you know, a yacht. To whatever, you know, like, oh, I'll just, or even, I don't know, well, if we're going with make-believe things, how about a teleporter to just teleport you back to where you need to go? I don't know.
Wait, we said money's no object. We didn't say technology is no object.
Yeah, well, money being no object is also a figurative imagination thing, so, I mean, hey. Let me That's live true. My dream life. Deserted island with a teleporter.
You wouldn't have to transit to work. Not that you'd go to work. I reckon I would still go to work. But like
I reckon you'd get
less. Yeah, you'd need something, but you'd never work 5 days a week, but like you'd just do sort of something that interests you.
Something to like keep your brain occupied, because if I feel like if you don't, then you kind of end up being like you just get bored, and then it's like you'd also kind of get to the point where it's like, oh, just doing the same thing over and over again kind of like it becomes like not fun or interesting anymore. You know, it's like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but you know, when I play games and then it's like, oh, I've played this game a fair bit, I don't really feel like playing anything else, but also don't really feel like playing this, and no one else is online or no one else is around. It's just like, oh, everything is boring. And then you just kind of sit around being like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I want to do something, but I also don't want to do any that are available.
I think everyone gets that feeling though. Not necessarily even if you play games, but just that feeling of, I currently have a little bit of time, but I don't want to really do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to do something, but nothing appeals to me right now.
Exactly. And that, I feel like that is, I'm not typically an indecisive person, I feel. I don't know, maybe the number of times I've said on this podcast of it depends. the catchphrase, it depends. I feel like I'm not really an indecisive person. So when I get that feeling of like, I want to do something, but I don't want to do any of these things, I don't know what I want to do, that's like one of the worst feelings, because I'm like, it's just frustrating. It's a frustrating feeling, you know?
And yeah, because you know there's so many other times that you would kill for to have that time to go do something, and then you just completely waste it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, very true. Hey, Nick, what sounds like a good quotation but is trash when you break it down logically?
So I was thinking about this question. I was like, all right, what are some good quotes? Because like nothing came to the top of my head immediately. So I just did like a quick Google search, and then like it came across like the actual quotes that people have said, you know, like Shakespeare and other things like that. And I was like, these are all actual quotes that everyone kind of uses, and they're all kind of very, you know, I was like, oh, it's getting a bit too deep for what I really want to. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll just search like some, you know, cartoon or movie quotes or something like that. And then I was like, oh, this also feels deep. Like nothing, you can't escape like the deep thing. And then I was like, but then anyway, I kind of found one that kind of annoyed me enough anyway. So rant about that. It was, this quote is actually from The Incredibles. And I think Elastigirl, who's like the wife, the stretchy one. She said, identity is your most valuable possession. Protect it. Now, I disagree 100% with that. Because I feel like people invest too much time or too much capital into their identity. And then as soon as something happens that affects their identity or something changes, like they just can't cope with it. They just can't handle it, or they don't know how to, you know, I feel like, so like the number one thing would be like, if you built your identity as a professional and then like accident or not, something happens at work, you know,
that undermines you,
or tarnishes that, then I feel like a lot of people don't handle that well. And also another alternative example would be like, you build your identity as being like this happy go lucky fun guy that doesn't have a care in the world. And then it's like, you have a kid, you know, whatever it is. And then it's like, well, now you're no longer that happy go lucky fun guy. You've got a big responsibility. You can't just do whatever the hell you want. And then
what would you say would be a good, like a good value to have then? That is an identity.
I don't see, my issue with it is that it's like you invest too much in your identity, and your identity, I feel like, changes over time. I feel like your identity is not something that's set in stone. I feel like you're a person, you evolve and change with your different experiences and your different life, you know, what happens in your life, you know, all these things that go on, you know, it's like you go to school, you get a job, you fall in love, you know, whatever it is, maybe you have like a terrible accident happen for you, you know, it's like there are so many different things that can happen that to build something about you and set it in stone, I feel like is just going to set yourself up for failure. So I feel like,
see, what you're saying is you've got to be loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey, yeah. And just like, I feel like you got to like...
So the number one quality we should have is being loosey-goosey.
Be loosey-goosey, mate. Just, how's it going? Oh, yeah. Easy sleazy. Loosey-goosey. Pretty easy.
Probably an easier or a more grown-up way of saying that, I suppose, would be resilience, which actually would make that make a lot of sense.
Yeah. No.
Being resilient would be the number one thing you would need to be, because whatever happens, then you're capable of dealing with it.
Resilient, yeah. Well, adaptability, but that kind of builds into it too. It's basically like, you know, being able to like roll with the punches or keep going as things hit you. Yeah. So that was my one. I had another one that kind of annoyed me, but go for yours.
there's a quote from Dwight Eisenhower, who was a president in the US a while ago.
Yep.
And the quote is, motivation is the art of getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it.
That's manipulation.
That is manipulation. That is not. That is not motivation. That is just like, I feel like motivation should be the art of inspiring people to go and do what they want to do, getting people to do what you want them to do because you want them to do it is because they want to do it is most definitely that, manipulation.
Manipulation, 100%. No, like,
yeah, no. So that really annoyed me, and the reason why this question I guess resonated with me so well, the background story I had for that was I sort of do a quote each morning, and I've started to do it at work. So yeah. I've started sort of like at work, I'll start the day because I start really early compared to everyone else, and I just send through a quote for each day.
Yep.
And I came across this one, and I was like, I was gonna send it because I was like, oh, that sounds like it's a smart thing. And then I sort of thought about it, and I was like, that is not right.
Like, not
that's
at
just
all.
Wrong.
Not in the slightest. Oh wow. Okay, that's terrible. The other one. Yeah, I can't get over that. that no wonder he became president. Manipulation of everyone. No. I've motivated the people to vote for me. My other one that I had that kind of annoyed me was a quote by Thomas Edison. It's like, I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways to not do something. I'm like, I've got a number of problems with this. Firstly, everyone's kind of coming around to the idea that Thomas Edison wasn't a great inventor. He just kind of owned the lab and was actually a little bit of a dick that stole stuff. That aside, I feel like it is failure if you've tried 10,000, literally 10,000 different ways of, you know, like doing so. He could have said anything. He could have been like, I haven't failed. I've just found a number of different ways to not do things. But when you say 10,000 ways to not do something, I feel like that's like the sunken cost fallacy. You know, you've invested so much time and effort into it that you feel like, well, I can't really stop because I've already put this much time and effort into it. So I'm going to have to try and figure it out eventually. It's like, no, if you were actually...
I guess it's your metric, isn't it? Like, it's your metric on what you weigh success on. And does that outweigh your number of failures? And if it does, then it's successful.
I agree, like, with the premise of, if you don't succeed, try again. Like, there's no harm in that. But, like, to say, like, oh, I've just found 10,000 different ways to do not do something. It's like, well, you've kind of failed in itself. Because I'm sorry, but if you were in a job and being like to your boss, being like, I haven't finished that task yet, but I have found 10,000 ways to not do it. He'd be like, mate, get the fuck out of here. Just leave. Just like, collect your paycheck and piss off.
Your time here is done.
Yeah. So like, no, I don't agree with that.
All right, Nick, if you were in charge of administering a new stupid person tax, how would you determine who was required to pay it?
I feel like you'd be better.
I like this question.
I feel like you'd be better off asking... you're better off being like, who doesn't have to pay it is probably the better way to stipulate it. Just like assume guilty until proven innocent. Kind of like the tax system there. Now, my actual, I feel like the most fun way to do it would be a public system. So to be like, you know, your boss, your peers, family can like give you like a stupid point. And how many
every time,
stupid
oh,
points.
Oh, wow, that would be brilliant.
Every time you collect, like, a stupid point, like, you have to pay more in the tax, they could take it away if, oh, no, you redeemed yourself. You know, you can take it. You can't ever, like, you know, get money refunded back to you or anything like that. But, like, could you imagine just being, like, in a meeting, being, like, somebody gets up to talk and you're, like, stupid point, stupid point, stupid point.
But only, you know what would be even better? If, like, you had... basically like a little iPhone or like smartwatch
like a
and all
tally.
The smartwatch displayed was your tally of stupid points and everyone had to vote like on their phone. So no one like calls it out, but you start talking about something and you just see your stupid points going up and then you just slowly stop talking and sit down. That would be so good.
that'd be like a almost like a you wouldn't even need to make it a tax. It'd be almost like a, you know, way of being like anonymous way of being like, sit down, shut up, you're an idiot.
Yeah, it would be a good way to also control people at the same time.
No, I think you mean motivate people.
Ah, yes, sorry, motivate people. For me, so at first I was thinking about the sort of the forms that we have to fill out in government at the moment and how like stupid those forms are already.
Yeah.
I would really like it if in one of those forms there was basically just like there's only one actual question, but then there's a whole lot of just little things that if you just are a bit slow, you don't pick up, and then if you fail that thing, then you have to pay the stupid tax. So like, for example, when it when you start the form, you put your name down, but then after that it says put a cross in each checkbox for the correct answer.
Oh yeah.
And then it shows next to it someone circling the question, the answer. And if someone circles whatever answer out of that, then they just have to pay the stupid tax.
if you can't follow simple instructions, you must pay.
Yeah, it's
the
just
stupid
simple
tax.
Instructions. Exactly. And then the question itself, so there'd only be one question on the form. And the question would be, if Mary's mother has four daughters, April, June, and May, who is the fourth daughter? And if they, it's just a four-letter word at the end, and they're like boxes, and they have to fill it out. And if they get that wrong, then they have to pay the stupid tax. Also, for anyone who was maybe thinking July there, you were one of the people paying the stupid tax.
The answer is in the question, for those of you who missed it. It's Mary's mother. Mary.
And my bank account details are...
Alrighty. If someone wants to find us, they can head over to Twitter. Our handle is @HeyYouOnlinePod. We've got our Discord. It's in the episode description. And we've got a Reddit. It's r/HeyYouOnline. Gmail is heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to send through any questions. Let us know if you want to have any credit for the question that you send through. And please always share around with your friends. It really helps us to grow the podcast. Last week's Reddit question was, what do you want to be? What did you want to be when you grew up?
So this is a strange one for me because I knew at a young age, like in primary school, I was like, when I grow up, I am going to be a lawyer. That was my, like, I was dead certain on that.
Did you watch
from
a bit
like
too
grade
much like
three?
SUV?
I didn't watch anything in grade three. Like oh, I did watch a lot of SUV growing up, yeah. SVU. Special Victims Unit, not SUV. Anyway,
SUV.
I didn't watch
Jeep
enough of
Grand
it, clearly.
Cherokee.
Ice-T just comes in, he's like, it's happened again, and there's just a burning Grand Cherokee in the side. Anyway, so I don't know why, really. I think when I was young, Dad was like, lawyers earn money or something like that.
Yep.
And then I just was like, that's what I'm doing. But, you know,
I'm
like,
gonna I'm going to money. Gonna do
up until, I think up until like grade 10-ish, I was pretty dead set on that was what I was going to do. And then I took legal studies and I was like, this is kind of hard. I'm going to have to actually like do work.
I'm
going
to actually have to work to earn a living.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is, you know, it's not looking so great for me having to actually focus to get through school. And then at the same time, I was also taking accounting at school and I was like, well, this is really easy. And then I was like, well, I think I'm just going to jump ship over to accounting quickly.
I feel like...
And my brother was doing it as well, so I guess that's why I changed. But I don't know why. I just was dead set on being a lawyer.
Yeah, I feel like it. So, like, for me, I always wanted to be a chef, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before. Long story short, I wanted to be a chef for the longest time, and then everyone kind of eventually talked me out of it, which, like, I'm not bitter about or anything like that because, I mean, like, from after seeing everything, you know... It's kind of like, yeah, they do have shitty hours to work and everything like that. In all the like cooking shows, you're like, holy shit, that looks stressful on TV. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because to me, it's about, you know, it's like when you like make a job or something out of something that you really enjoy, it kind of loses, you know, you lose your passion for it a bit. So like, that's kind of where I felt about it. So I really enjoy cooking and I'm happy that, you know, I didn't end up going down that path. But then later on at uni... later on at high school, I was kind of, and this was after, you know, decided, yeah, I'm not going to be a chef. I think I did consider being a lawyer as well. And I think I did do like a legal studies class. Maybe it was like grade 9 or grade 10 or something like that. And we went out to the courts one day and it was just like, we were just sitting there watching like there wasn't even a case that was on. It was just like, you know, just people like waiting. Like, actually, I think they tried to bring one in, and then what happened was like the judge was like, oh no, I've seen you about some other, like, for some reason he couldn't like take the case. So it's like they brought
it
him in.
It is my lunch break. Yeah. Justice like, must wait.
Justice must wait. Oh no, I didn't have my wig dry cleaned. No.
I rule these dumplings to be delicious. You can see why I didn't do this.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I was just like, this is the most boring stuff. Just sitting there all day that I was just like, yeah, no, not going to be a lawyer. That's not what I wanted to do. And then, strangely enough, I don't know, like I did accounting as well. And I was like, just naturally good at it. And it was just easy. And it was just like, I don't know.
Let's be real here, though, for a minute. Were we good at accounting, or was accounting in high school just like the easiest shit ever? It was like, if you even half paid attention to any of the words that they said, you would be able to sort of just get your way through high school.
Put an X in the checkbox. Real answer. I feel like we're probably actually a bit more suited towards it. You know, a bit more. I feel like you and I are a bit more like logical / organized minded, and I feel like that really is kind of all you really need for accounting is that kind of mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, I feel like if you're like a bit more of an adventurous type, don't do accounting. It's not going to work for you. Don't try it.
Yeah. If you believe in like star signs, probably stay away from accounting. or tarot cards.
Hey man, it's the year of I don't know.
Also, if it's the year of something, don't do accounting. they should also tell you this when you go into like accounting 101.
All right. Well,
does anyone know their star sign? Yes, get out. You don't belong here.
You know what? Star signs, they're not tax deductible. Get lost. Anyway, what's going to be our Reddit question for this week?
So our Reddit question for this week is, what's something that isn't a full-time job, but definitely feels like one?
Oh. Yep. All right.
I know a few things that I phased in and out of over time. And I've phased out of them because they started to feel like a full-time job. And I was doing them as like a hobby or so. So I think I've got an answer for this week.
Yeah, me too. I feel like a free answer for this one here ahead of time. Mobile phone games, like just playing them. Like,
oh yeah.
Just
damn,
such a
they really are.
Yeah.
When you get those like base building ones.
Yeah, you just like, you wake up and you're like, I must
people find you.
Build my next hut.
Yep. Yep. All right, Nick, what is a dad joke that is guaranteed to get a few groans?
I feel like, okay, so this one is actually one that we kind of share because we used to work with a guy that this was his go-to joke. Okay. It was a skeleton walks into a bar and orders a beer and a mop. Yep. we had to pause there to listen to everyone around us groan. What was yours?
Nick, why do Norwegian submarines have barcodes printed on the hull?
Why?
So when they arrive back in port, they can Scandinavian.
Jesus.
No. That's terrible.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Right. I understand it if you don't want to join us for our next episode.
See you in the next episode, guys.
See you, guys. Bye.
Scandinavian.
Fuck.